Jacob's Club. What a lot of chocolate for your money.
Well, that was Club's famous jingle, which was recently changed to "If you like a lot of biscuit in your break, join our club." And that's because Club bars and Penguin bars have had their recipes changed and they now have less cocoa content, so they can't legally be described as chocolate bars anymore. The recipe has been quietly reformulated, resulting in the coating being downgraded to merely chocolate flavour as food companies look for ways to find new ways of dealing with rising cocoa prices. Our reporter Aaron McElroy spoke to some shoppers in Stillorgan in Dublin about the price of chocolates.
Much more expensive and much smaller as well. Nothing like what you would have got when you were younger. Like, I'm 40, so I remember when there was some really good value out there, and not at all anymore. I mean, it actually broke my heart spending $3.25 for these two Duo bars.
They're really expensive. The prices should go down.
Not that I would buy a box of sweets like that. I would buy it for my grandnieces. But you'd notice then, all right, you know, oh, whoops, you know, doesn't feel as heavy as it would have been 12 months ago. You know, the manufacturers are cute that way, aren't they?
They certainly are. That's some people in Dublin speaking to our reporter, Aaron McElroy. Let's talk now to Irish Examiner consumer columnist Katrina Redmond. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's known as skimpflation, isn't it, when they change the quality of the product to make it cheaper or at least to maintain the price as it was. Why is it happening?
So there's a variety of reasons, but primarily the cost of chocolate has increased radically in the last 5 years in particular. It can be put down to climate change, that's for certain. There's impacts on harvest due to high heat and high rain. And chocolate itself is traded, or cocoa itself is traded as a commodity. And the cost has remained resistantly high over the last 3 years. There's been a little bit of easing in the last couple of months, but generally the cost of manufacturers is extremely high. So they're trying to retain consumers, retain pricing their products at a consumer-friendly price, but still retain margins. And because the price of cacao is so high, and also, I think we're all aware, the price of other ingredients that go into these chocolate bars are high. They're having to change their ingredients, and that's making a difference.
And does it make a difference, though? Because, I mean, we had two chocolate bars in the office there this morning. There was a Club and a Penguin, and my colleagues had them, and they said they still taste as good as ever.
Yeah, the company says that. I mean, the company says sensory testing, and it kind of gives you a little bit of the ick, but it says, you know, sensory testing with consumers show the coatings deliver the same great taste as the originals. And I think you've borne that out with your small sample there this morning.
Yeah, sample of one.
Yeah.
Gobbled up.
But I think actually milk chocolate in the UK and Ireland has a derogation under legislation under EU law. So milk chocolate has to contain 20% cocoa solids. And EU regulations stipulate that chocolate bars have to contain a minimum of 25%. So that's in recognition of our tradition of milk chocolate, you know, that glass and a half full of chocolate. So because we're used to a lower cocoa solids in our chocolate bars, when they've made this tweak in the UK and Ireland, we're not noticing it as much. I would say, you know, if you spoke to a European who was used to a higher percentage of chocolate solids in their bars, they would notice it. And, you know, people who eat chocolate that comes from the US, their legislation requires a minimum of 10%. And that's why we really notice the difference in chocolate quality between Ireland and the US.
And what are they replacing it with then? Is it palm oil?
So they use alternatives. Palm oil is one of the alternatives. They also use shea butter. So they will work around these alternatives to try and figure out which will give you the same taste and sensory kind of experience, texture, sensation. And they will have gone through extensive testing. So to give you an idea, they will have been testing this for between 18 months to 2 years. Manufacturers look ahead in future. So while we're at the moment looking at Halloween and obviously onwards to Christmas, and maybe potentially the retailers themselves are looking at Valentine's and Easter, manufacturers are working 18 months to 2 years ahead.
Mm. the trick with Halloween is to always buy the sweets to give out, the ones you like yourself the most, isn't it? When you're talking about the chocolate bars, though, the clubs and the penguins, is there any going back? I mean, if they've effectively changed the recipe now, is that permanent, or could things come back if and when cocoa prices come down?
I would say it's highly unlikely that they're going to change it back. They will find that if the cocoa prices go down, their margins will increase on the product. So the price will continue to remain in and around the area it is now. The ingredients will remain, having less cocoa solids, and ultimately the manufacturer will be the winner.
All right. Well, there you go. Thanks very much, Katrina. That's Katrina Redmond, Irish Examiner consumer columnist. Thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 8:56.